Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They say beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
And Tommy, your wife wouldn't be with you if she didn't, for whatever reason,
okay,
think you were attractive.
Yeah.
But I think what you just went through with your wife would probably bother everyone.
Yeah.
Because when you see what someone thinks you look like, and you don't think you look like that.
I know I was bad, but Jesus Christ, man.
You're hanging out in The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So Tommy, off mic the other day, gets really sad all of a sudden, and he tells us about an incident that happened in his house over the
Yeah. So my wife and I are watching one of these medical dramas, you know, and in it, there's a homeless guy, and they got to clean him up. You know, and he's at the medical center. He's at the emergency room.
Okay.
So they're making him, you got to take a bath probably before we can work on you. So they're letting him bathe in this, like, common area. And at one point, the camera is looking at his backside. So he's naked, and you could see the back of him. And he's an obviously emaciated homeless guy.
He's living on the street.
Right, like what you see. Sure. And my wife says, as I'm looking at this guy's wrinkly homeless ass, says, oh, he's shaped like you. And she was serious. And I don't know. And I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, you're kind of shaped like that. That's not nice.
All right, how did that make you feel?
Like I'm a naked homeless guy that needs a bath?
In her defense, you living in her own house, you technically are a naked
homeless guy. Yeah, at some point. But I didn't think I looked that bad from the back.
Okay, all right. So did you say to her anything after she said
that? I said, what are you talking about? She goes, yeah, you're shaped like that.
Okay.
I go, and I said, that's not good.
It's like the, and it was like the one angle of yourself that you
don't see.
You can't see. It's hard to really gauge what you look like from that angle.
It was full back nudity.
So it would be a tough thing to disprove if you didn't believe your significant other.
So like droopy, dirty little ass, droopy little back and no shoulders, no arms.
I think droopy is a good word to describe it.
Oh, you're describing the guy on the TV.
Me and him is the same dude.
Oh, I thought you were describing yourself for a
second. Well, I kind of am, obviously.
All right. I mean,
the legs look horrible.
Okay. I mean, look, but here's the thing, man. Like,
I had to say it.
No, you always said honesty is very important in a relationship.
Well, you had to too far.
Did you let her know that your feelings were hurt in the moment?
No, but I mean, she had to pick up on it.
Okay. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Is Tommy allowed to be upset in this situation?
When he first told me about it, I had not watched this episode. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe like, you know, maybe he's just overreacting. Mm-hmm. Until I saw it.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you looking at it now?
I can't find it. I'm trying to find it for you so I can give you an example.
Okay.
It's definitely not a compliment in any, like there's nothing you could take from that scene and point to like a positive.
He looks like a malnutritioned person.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, and that if you saw that person, they look like even older than you too, right?
That's
like it looks like an older
person. There's no actor older
person.
Than Tommy that exists. All right.
Yeah, probably.
Kimmy, let me ask you a question.
He might have been like the original homeless guy.
Cuz I've seen you naked.
Not like this.
You've never seen Tommy naked.
No.
But if you were to imagine what Tommy looked like naked,
yeah.
Would you think he looked like this?
The image that I saw would be worse than I would think even Tommy would look.
I think that's a compliment.
Not really.
I think.
You know, it is funny, before we get in like deep in this discussion.
Yeah.
Again, this is such a one-way street, right?
Oh, you know it. You know that's right.
Like, unless you are sitting with your wife watching a show and the woman on that screen is stunning, no man is stupid enough to compare his woman to any other woman in
right.
front of him.
It's impossible.
Okay. So the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, with the knowledge now that we all have that Tommy looks like an emaciated man who lives on the street when he's naked.
I look like a homeless man leaving the building.
It can be jarring when you find out what other people think you look like. Right? Because I think we've all had an experience where somebody comes up and goes, hey, you know who you look like? And they'll say a name. Because that's a bold move from people who have no idea how you're going to react to that statement. Right? There's no reason for anybody to go, hey, you know who you look like?
Something horrible.
Well, but that's just
yes.
it. No matter what they say, whether they think you're giving a compliment or not, the odds you are going to offend the person who you say, you know who you look like, are pretty decent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're a man saying something like this to a woman, there's a high percentage, even if that's a beautiful person you're comparing them to, you're going to creep them the F out.
It's going to go sideways.
Yes. It rarely ends up well for anyone involved. But it doesn't stop people from doing it all the time. Kimmy?
Yeah.
When people say, you know who you look like, who do people compare you to?
Like that I would be offended
no,
by?
No, just in general. Like what's
like
the
a
one
celebrity
that
you...
I haven't
or something.
Gotten that in a long time.
You're getting too old.
No, I can't think of anybody that stands out right now.
Who'd you used to get?
When I was like a kid, the girl that was in The Sixth Sense, Misha Barton, she played like the ghost.
Wait. People said you look like Misha Barton.
When I was a kid.
Okay.
Not now.
I don't know.
I don't even know what she looks like
now,
honestly.
Not close. Okay.
All right. Tommy?
Yeah.
When people say you look like a celebrity, who do people say you look like?
I used to get that insulting Steve Buscemi.
Used to?
Well, you still look just like Steve Buscemi.
Like, yeah, he's an ugly man.
He's the ugliest actor. Great actor.
He's got to be the ugliest leading man.
Yeah. Great actor. I love everything Steve Buscemi's
in. Oh, he's great. He's fantastic.
But, like, how did anybody look at you and think, like, you know, you look like this bug-eyed, short, weird-looking guy?
but her statement bothered me so bad.
Did you go check?
I went and checked. So I got out my phone. I flipped the phone around. I'm in a mirror. I'm naked out of the shower.
But what does that do for you to
check? I want
to
see how I'm looking at my naked ass and back, trying to see what I got going.
All right. So even at I
haven't done that ever.
So even at your age, with as long as you've been with your wife, she obviously loves you. She's not going anywhere. You were so insecure that you went and saw what you looked
because
like.
Because this scene was designed to shock people.
Yeah, no, he's right. They made this person look as down and out as possible,
you know? Okay, so the scene is set up. So it's a waiting area in an emergency room. And these people got all these different problems. And everybody's complaining. Not because they're ill. Because this guy stinks so bad that just walked in, this homeless man. So they finally go, we got to get this guy out. That's why he goes back and they clean him up. That's what I was described as. Not the smelly part, but what I looked like.
I just find it, look, I get that doesn't feel good. Mm-hmm. I find it weird. I thought you would not have been insecure enough to go look at what you look like from the back.
I got to.
Okay.
I look that bad?
Okay. No,
when's the last time you looked at your ass?
I'm the wrong guy to ask.
Why?
Well, I do a lot of squats, so I'm checking out the onion every
He looks at himself a lot.
Well, you look in the mirror?
Yeah, like probably
with your camera?
Probably no, not with my camera. Probably once a week I'll get out of the shower. And I'll get myself one of these.
No, that's not what you got to get a full backle.
So I should be taking a
full back, just standing there.
Straight on standing there. Yeah.
That's what this guy was doing.
Okay. So you're saying I'm giving myself too much ass by doing
this?
Well, you're probably posing and puckering.
No, what?
You're posing. You're cinching. You're pulling your ass cheeks in.
I don't need to. I got too much cake down there, son. Cake.
Can this also go the reverse way, though, where somebody tells you that you look like somebody so stunning or somebody in such good shape that you know they're lying?
Oh, they're just full of it?
That's what I mean? Because like, I feel like there are times where like people will like say something, just they'll say it as a blanket statement to everybody. And you just know like you're so full of crap that's not true.
All right.
That has never happened to either of us, no. I don't think. So I can't speak on it.
You've never been like, somebody tells you you look like somebody that you know is way better looking than you actually are?
No, the two that I get all the time are Aaron Rodgers now and Conor McGregor. And both of those guys get hit in the face for a living.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay.
And by the way, I hate both of those guys. I get it all the time. You look like a man who gets punched in the face
or
for a living.
Or beats up buses.
Exactly. Like, okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Some guy on Instagram the other day called me Timu George Kittle, which hurt.
Timu
is like a knockoff
like,
site.
Yeah.
And George
like
Kittle
slightly off.
Is the tight end for the 49ers.
Yeah, the famous guy. Yeah.
Knockoff George Kittle.
I'm surprised you don't see people doing it to your daughters.
So comparing them to like famous people?
Yeah, like, oh, you look like a young, fill-in, beautiful person here. And it's not even close. Not that your daughters aren't good looking, but that person doesn't look like them.
I feel like guys have learned their lesson telling young girls what they look
like. I hope
so.
Yeah.
I have never heard it.
Those guys should be dead by now. All the grave.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. By the way, Mike wants to know what show you're talking about because I think
it's called The Pit.
Okay.
And it's on HBO.
So if you want to know what Tommy looks like naked from behind, pop on The Pit on HBO.
Enjoy that visual.
Again, 252-WCMF. Tommy and his wife sit down to watch this show on HBO. There's a scene with a homeless man who has to get naked and bathe. And while this emaciated man who lives on the street is being photographed.
He's standing up.
Naked from behind.
Yeah.
Your wife says.
Yeah, well, he's shaped just like you. Thank you.
All right, so you were insecure enough to go look.
Yeah.
Is something like this enough to get you to change your look?
Wait, eat more? What am I going to do? How do you improve?
You can't do
how do you improve your ass at my age?
All right,
ass and back. What am I going to do?
Well, no, you can work that out. Look, we talked.
I exercise.
Not like that, apparently.
Oh, God. Apparently, I'm doing it wrong.
All right. Well, we talked yesterday about how this Friday is Quitter's Day.
Yeah.
On Friday, 88% of all people who made a New Year's resolution will have quit. And a lot of those resolutions, Tommy, are body related.
Yeah.
And in that discussion, we talked about how motivation to change yourself can be hard to come by, right? You argued that the only motivation to change yourself will come from a health scare.
Well, people my age especially.
Okay, but when you get shamed by someone, especially someone that you love, that's not enough?
Well, here's the problem with somebody like me.
Okay.
I struggle with the weight. Like, the reason I look like this is because my other option is being a big old fat boy.
Sure.
I ain't got any middle ground. I either stay strict on a diet or I'm going to lose it and just blow up and put on 100 pounds, and I can do that easy.
I feel your pain.
So this is my day.
Okay.
So I ain't got a middle. I can't just go give you a normal ass, baby. You're getting beef jerky ass.
All right, look. I can help you.
What?
No, we can get you in the gym. I know.
I work out.
No. You do like itty bitty boy push-ups and you go on walks.
Yeah.
You get my 30 sit-ups a week.
Yeah.
We'll get you in the gym. We'll build up your back. We'll build
up
your ass.
I'm not doing all that.
Hashtag no days
for
off.
What?
Hashtag stay ready so you don't get ready. For what? You're the one sitting here saying
I'm 66 years old. What am I going to go be senior Olympics?
You're the one sitting here saying your beef jerky ass is all hurt because your wife said you look like an emaciated man who lives on the street. I can get you in there and we'll do the kettlebells and we'll do the squats and we'll build that ass up, son. Build you a nice apple on the back.
What am I going to do with it?
Apple bottom slacks with the tracksuit. What are you going to do with it? Impress your wife.
She don't want it.
Okay, but look, and that's what's so weird about this, is she loves you.
Yeah.
She finds you attractive.
Right.
You're the one that's bothered by this.
Well, because it's such a hideous look.
So then do something about it.
Man. By the time I get in shape, I'll be dead.
That's not true.
Yeah, I'm old.
Well, look, man.
The time's a ticking.
We'll put 10 pounds of muscle on you in 12 months.
12 months?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I ain't got 12 months.
You're probably right.
If I can't do it in 12 hours, it ain't happening.
Look, come on and jump on the Pat plan. We'll get you there, buddy.
Jump on the Pat plan.
I put on 12 pounds of shoulder. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
That could be your shoulder, son.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
I was trying to screenshot to
send you.
I can't. It's not letting me.
Damn it.
Oh.
I want to see this so bad. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got folks waiting on hold. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben. How are you, buddy?
Going. So, Pat, you don't look like Conor McGregor at all.
Okay, thank you.
I Googled a picture of Conor McGregor, and I'm watching the show at home on TV, and I'm like, no, like, maybe, no, but
okay.
I'm sorry, but you kind of do look like Aaron Rodgers. I'm sorry.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
I'm sorry. You take Aaron Rodgers and give you, like, a brownish-red beard, and you got Pat Duffy.
So my daughter, we talked about this on the show. My daughter plays tennis, and their tennis class won a contest to go play at the U.S. Open.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a week before opening day for the Jets.
Yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers' fever had swept New York City.
Yeah.
I was walking around Manhattan, and three different people ran up to me in my face, realized I wasn't Aaron Rodgers, and just walked away.
Yeah.
It happened three different times.
Look at that.
And it made me so mad.
I get the walking away part.
Okay, whatever. Shut up.
I'm sorry, Pat.
Thanks, Ben.
Once again, Pat disappoints on the road.
Ben, great call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. Miss Chudmuffin writes, I'll tell my husband he looks like a younger version of an older, grumpy, bearded actor like Jeff Bridges or Sam Elliott. It's both a compliment and a goal for what I expect him to look like in his 60s and 70s.
Well, Sam Elliott still has charisma. Sam Elliott?
I got the right guy with the big mustache.
Yeah, that guy, there's one to probably still find that guy's sexy.
I wouldn't want to be told as a 30 or 40 year old man I look like young Sam Elliott.
Oh, like as a you're saying as a young guy.
She tells her husband, who's a young guy, he will look like Sam Elliott.
Well, you'll age into an older, good looking guy.
Maybe.
I would take Sam Elliott in a second.
That's how busted you
are. I got a smooth lip.
I'm sorry. I lost him here. Daniel writes us. My wife tried to tell me that my butt looked like Hank Hill's butt on King of the Hill. Joke is
cartoon butt.
He's got no butt.
So he's got a pancake ass.
Yes. He said, I didn't believe her until one day she took a picture of me from behind, showed it to me, and my back goes directly to my legs. I was mortified.
It's a bad look.
And realized I needed to work out. So that motivated him enough to go to the gym.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a can. Nah. It's just a...
You're going to bring it over? Kimmy's bringing it over. All right.
You're going to be shocked, bro.
Well, I've seen you naked.
No. This is bad.
I mean, it's bad, but it's exactly what your ass looks like.
Well, it's exactly what I described.
No, I mean, look, I'm not trying to be a dick here.
Yeah, I already saw it.
Look, I thought that was a picture of you. No, I'm not trying to be a dick. Bro, I've seen you naked. That's not that bad.
You didn't really see my ass when we were naked.
Sure,
we were sitting
down. Oh, no. I mean, every time you stood up, I locked onto it.
Did you?
Yeah. Look at that pancake. Like IHOP.
And that was a long time ago.
International House of Tommy's.
I had a firm little fanny.
You did not. You didn't.
I had a nice little ass when I was a kid.
I don't think you had you've ever had.
Just to call me Tommy Tush.
You never worked out. How would you have a nice ass?
I move around.
No.
Do you think stuff like this affects more men than women only because like women are harder on themselves and like their bodies usually like it's never as bad as women think it is.
That's true. Women most gorgeous women hate their bodies.
Yes. Like whereas like I think you guys kind of skate through life like it's probably fine. I'm not gonna check.
No, I think
good.
I feel like when somebody does point it out, it's like shocking to you.
I think a sentence that you just said can perfectly encapsulate how men and women feel about their bodies.
What's that?
The way women feel about their bodies, it's never as bad as they think it is.
Yeah, we're harder on ourselves than we need to be.
The way men feel about their bodies, it's never been as good as you imagined it was.
Yes.
So in that way.
We oversell it.
Yeah, but in that way, that your ass has looked like that for 20 years, man.
Yeah, but
it hurts more, I guess, when you do find out some truth.
And it wasn't top of mind. Okay. You know what I mean?
Oh, I get it.
Now you put a spotlight on it. Look. And it's not just the ass. It's the guy's back, shoulders, arms, legs. It's just a horrible, horrible looking person.
Kimmy.
And I think because she didn't point out like that's your ass. She said you're shaped like
right.
Him.
So shape goes from your head to the foot.
Yeah.
Kimmy, people are now begging you to post that picture.
It's not letting me screenshot it.
Oh, because it's from the actual show.
Yeah.
But the show is called The Pit. It's on HBO.
Also, it's what they call it's what Tommy's wife calls it when he's not around. The Pit. Alex writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. He says, I was watching another show on HBO last night that reminded me of Tommy.
It's that Chernobyl.
It's that what about the lady you housed all those chimps? Whether you're a parent whose kid calls you ugly or fat, right? That is the most devastating.
Points out a feature, not even meaning to be mean.
Kids are the ones that will devastate you the most with a comment because your wife didn't say that to hurt you.
I just think it just hit her in the moment.
Sure.
Yeah.
Kids are the most honest human beings you will ever meet. And when you overhear a kid say that when you're out and about, say something brutal about you, and again, they're just saying what they're seeing, that will kill you.
You get it a lot when you're a grandparent from a grandkid.
Oh.
So I know this has been said to a grandparent, a grandfather. Mm-hmm. Grandpa, were you ever handsome? Like, that's about as blunt as it gets.
I feel like it's more hurtful when they're more specific. Like, why does your nose look like that?
Yeah.
Or, you know, like the feature that they're pointing out, I would think,
like, Grandpa,
hurts
you have
more
funny
than
ears.
Just the,
yeah.
The, yeah.
No, I can remember when I was
younger. What's wrong with your tooth?
Yeah.
I can remember when I was younger, I was given, I think it was my youngest a bath. She might have been like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, like, you know, private parts. And it was like, you know, mommy has boobies. And she's like, daddy has boobies too. Oh, you got to be.
Yeah, very observant.
Gotta be kidding me, right?
Yeah.
Now. Like, I didn't want to take my shirt off to do this. I thought you wouldn't be judgmental. we got more Instagram messages coming in. Baron Von Butt writes us.
No, that's not good.
Tommy Mulay, Rochester's very own Don Knotts. That's right on. Google Don Knotts, ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody knows what Don Knotts looks like.
No, he's been around. He's been off for a long time. Like, you can log on to our live stream right now, The Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch, the Odyssey app, WCMF.com. Google Don Knotts.
So, you know, Don Knotts did softcore porn in the 60s.
No, he didn't.
When Mayberry went off, he went bad. Seriously.
Did he?
And he did softcore porn. Knotts. You could Google Don Knotts.
I'm not Googling
softcore.
That.
It's softcore. Yeah. It's nothing like.
I'm on a work computer.
No, it's nothing heavy duty.
Don Knotts never did softcore porn.
Yes, he did. A lot of those guys did when they went bad and they had to make money. What?
It's not even feasible.
Between
Three's Company, which was the name of the softcore porn he was doing.
Yeah.
Did anybody ever tell
you? The ghost and pulling Mr. Chicken?
Nobody's getting this.
That's a good line, man.
Yeah, 40 years ago. You would have crushed before electricity.
I mean, has anybody ever told you that you look like somebody you actually admire?
Well, I like Steve Buscemi, but you know.
But no, he's not handsome.
Yeah.
No. I know.
I mean, that's
somebody you could find some, like, positives.
I can't think of that.
No, I'm telling you, like, this is a male thing. Like, guys never hear what they want to hear. Like, every woman, and I don't mean to sound mean when I say this, but no matter what a woman looks like, she will at some point be compared to another beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Unless you are an actually handsome man, you will not hear a handsome comparison.
No, because there's so few handsome men.
Well, and we're not handsome men.
No, but think of how many guys you know, like, that guy could be in a movie. That guy could be in a magazine. This is so rare.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
We're all just walking around.
Well, yeah, I mean, making that noise probably doesn't help.
It doesn't help, yeah.
Chris writes us on Instagram. We got one that Kimmy looks like, apparently. Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us.
I'm scared.
Oh, not fun, huh?
No.
Not having fun now?
No, it's not fun. I don't like this.
He says, Kimmy gives me Nikki Glaser vibes all day, the stand-up comic.
I'll take that.
So he must not have a high-definition television.
I don't see it, but I'll take
Are
it.
Are you insane?
I just said, I don't see it, but I'll take
it. Don't see it. Are you insane?
Is he confusing that with Nick and the Nice Guys?
No, Jay Glazer, the NFL reporter that's on Fox. Nikki Glaser is one of the best-looking women on the planet.
Yeah, she is stunning.
And then there's Kimmy. And Kimmy.
I didn't say it.
Oh, look at this now. She's going to walk around with that.
Yes, I am. I'm holding on to this one for a while.
Wait, you're not creeped out by that? You're going to take that?
I was expecting the worst.
Well, I mean, but here's the thing.
I don't even know what that would be.
There's no bad-looking, tall, blonde women.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, there's
there's a lot of notoriously ugly men, like famous men.
Of course.
Whereas, like, once women get famous, they get better looking.
Yes, no,
they get work done.
Yeah,
like, Kimmy, can you name me one unattractive tall blonde woman, like, in history? Like, you kind of look like Sebastian Bach, but that's not a woman.
a tall blonde.
There have to be some we're not thinking
fugly
of.
Fugly woman.
Yeah, name one.
I can't think of it. Was Jenna Reno blonde?
No.
All right. She was tall.
She was tall. But again, like, if you are tall and blonde, you are automatically always tied to...
But you can also do things to make yourself look better.
Women, you
makeup
say.
And designer clothes and how
you because
yourself.
Even women who have played, like, ugly roles, like, you'll see them on the red carpet
and they're stunning.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron, for example, in Monster. Right.
She's played some grit.
But again, you say there's nothing you can do about it, right? You can. Come to the gym with me. I'll build those
I'm not putting on rouge and putting on designer outfits.
Especially at the gym.
Hi, boys.
My.
Here to work on my fanny. Any takers?
Well, don't say it with that accent.
All right.
All right, let's take a break.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know, I love this song so much.
Why?
I have a vision of one specific restaurant in Greece every time I hear this song.
Oh.
In like 1978.
Okay.
Ricky's on Long Pond Road. Kimmy, you know what I'm talking about? Is that still there? Okay, oh, your mic's off. Every time I hear this song, I have this vision of a bunch
really?
Of like...
that spot in particular?
I don't know why. Oh, I don't know why I feel this way.
I'm pretty sure it's still there.
Okay, I love that place. I've been there forever. Anyway, you're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. And if you listen to the show, you know we are all about supporting local folks doing
yes.
good, right? And what this guy has been through in the last year,
yeah.
I think you can argue, has been the greatest 12 months any Rochester resident has ever had.
Athlete, for sure.
Ernie Clement began last year.
Well, George Eastman had a good run. He had a good one. What?
To the end. Ernie Clement began last year as a utility baseball player, right? He was up in the majors with the Toronto Blue Jays, but for years before, he had been up and down and up and down between the majors and the minors. And he was going to make, he made the opening day roster in Toronto, which was a huge accomplishment, and that was awesome in itself. And then a couple of injuries happened. Ernie started playing well. He was given an opportunity, and he took full advantage of it.
Yeah.
He ran with it. Not only did he secure himself a full-time starting job with the Toronto Blue Jays, he went on a tear that has been uneclipsed in Major League Baseball history. At one point,
he showed up at the right time.
Kimmy, he was hitting over 400 in the playoffs at one time.
Yeah.
He set the Major League record for hits in a postseason. Major League history.
Ever.
Yes. Ernie Clement said that, and he was 3 feet away, a ball landing 3 feet behind or in front of two players from winning the World Series for the Jays and being named, he would have been named World Series MVP.
Yeah.
He would have won that MVP. In the offseason, he has been rewarded with a new contract in Toronto, Ernie doesn't have to worry about money anymore,
yeah, buddy.
Which is great. But yesterday was the cherry on the
top. What'd he get?
Ernie Clement was named to Team USA's roster for this year's World Baseball Classic.
Okay.
It is a country versus country, best-on-best tournament that happens every 3 years. They only take the best baseball players from each country that is participating, which means our local boy Done Good, who 1 year ago only the diehardest of local baseball fans could have told you about, has been named one of the best ball players in the United States of America.
So is he going to, when do they play this game?
So I believe is it in March? Is it before spring training?
Spring.
They played in America?
I think they're playing, I don't think there's American games in this run because the World Cup is coming.
Okay.
They didn't want to overlap them.
Yeah.
There's games in Tokyo.
Damn.
In Japan. I think there's games
in
South
held
America.
In multiple locations.
Okay.
So
you went
between
to one
Japan, Miami.
Oh, so there's America.
Houston.
Never mind.
And Puerto Rico.
Okay, that sounds right.
Yeah.
And then the semifinals go to Miami, and yeah.
Does it say where Team USA is starting?
Let's see.
Do we get Japanese Ernie?
Tokyo
Ernie.
Do they have the schedule for it?
They do call him Big Ern, so it'd be like Godzilla coming through. Yes, I got to go to the first World Baseball Classic that was up at the Sky Dome.
Yeah.
And that was super
cool. Yeah, you guys had a ball.
Yeah.
In March.
Okay.
Or no. Yeah, it's start like the early games are in March, goes through, kind of runs the same time March Madness goes on.
Nah, it's
awesome.
I'm going to be watching every game of this now. Kimmy, I love Ernie Clement. You guys know I love Ernie Clement.
Well, he's a great kid.
But I didn't think that he was anywhere close to being up, Kimmy, for being on this roster when you look at the amount of great American baseball players there are. Did you have any idea he had a shot at this?
To be honest, I don't know how they select this. Like, I don't know.
Well, see, what they do is they look for the best baseball players.
Yeah, but is it always the best baseball player? Like, my question is this something like the best players want to play in, or is this kind of like something that the really good guys like kind of pass off?
In the past, you've had the best players playing for their country.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about Americans. I know when it comes to like other countries,
right,
it's like the superstars playing. But Aaron Judge played in the last one, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, he did?
Yeah,
there you go.
I honestly haven't paid attention to it until now, really. It was one of those things where if I caught a game, I was like, oh, this is cool, watch this. But now I feel like I'm more likely to go out of my way to watch it.
You know what makes me feel good about this? Mm-hmm. Is look, man, when it comes to the Bills and the Sabres and like guys that, you know, come out of Rochester as athletes, I can admit that sometimes I am blinded by my local bias.
Yeah.
Right? I just want good, we all want good things for these people, so we'll say things. This is confirmation that everything we felt and seen about Ernie isn't just us having Rochester
love.
Yeah,
I mean, he's earned it.
Exactly. Like, he is that guy. He's that guy. And the struggle that it took for him to get there, the years he had to toil away in the minors, like, he was ready to walk away from baseball.
Oh, he was?
And now he's here.
Damn.
It's awesome.
Man, it's a great story.
I'll tell you what else is awesome. All you,
your U.S. Team USA jersey that you're about to drop hundreds of dollars
100%.
On.
100%. The second I saw that he was named, I went
Did
right.
Did you buy it?
They're not on sale yet, right. But I will.
But he will be.
I will be buying that team. All you jersey nerds. Because here's what's great. I'm a Blue Jays fan, so I get to wear my Ernie Clement jersey.
Yeah.
But if you are a Yankees fan or a Red Sox fan or whatever, you're going to feel weird buying a Blue Jays jersey. Now,
okay.
To support this local boy done good, you can go buy your Team USA Ernie Clement jersey and wear it wherever you want.
So could he possibly... Wait, did they do baseball in the Olympics?
No, not anymore. No.
Okay.
But I thought they were bringing it back.
I thought it was amateur. They were debating whether or not to bring back amateurs.
But they never did.
The reason the World Baseball Classic exists is because they dropped baseball in the Olympics.
Okay.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. Yesterday, Ernie Clement, who has been on the greatest 12-month run maybe of any Rochesterian in history, was named to the roster of Team USA's World Baseball Classic squad.
And you think this will be on TV, right?
Oh, yeah. It'll be all over TV.
Well, depending on where the game is, it could be at a really odd time. Like you might be watching
Tokyo,
it at
3 a.m. Middle of the morning.
But that's perfect for us. We'll come in and watch Ernie play. Yeah. I doubt Team USA, if they're playing in Miami and Houston, is going to go all the way to Tokyo.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they're going to play the Asian games there and then have the Asian
Depending
teams
on
come
what pool
here.
They're in.
Right? Yeah, because you have like the North American teams, then you have like the Caribbean teams in Puerto Rico, and then you have the Asian and European teams in Japan. Does that sound right?
Okay.
Could be.
Because like every country, like Italy has a team. Great Britain has
a team.
They
got to suck.
Mike Piazza.
I mean, those European teams have got a blow.
So what was kind of cool about this?
Yeah, Mike Piazza.
No, I'm not kidding. Anybody that had, like, you know.
Roots?
Yeah, from these countries.
Any ties.
They wanted to play in this first World Baseball Classic, so Mike Piazza went and played for Team Italy.
Oh, okay. Doesn't really count.
Well, I mean.
Hi. Still representing.
Right, yeah.
What's the matter?
Well, because this is your country, not that country.
Yeah, but if you didn't make this team.
Well, Mike Piazza was going to make the team.
Oh, I thought he did it like later in his career.
Oh.
Well, no, Team Italy. Who's name another Italian baseball player?
DiMaggio.
No, I'm saying if they
he
didn't
sucked.
Make the USA team.
Oh, yes. He was later in his career when they did the first World Baseball Classic, right? He just wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah, I get it.
So I would also make the argument that you've officially made it as a Rochester athlete when you represent your country. Because we have been fortunate enough with the Olympics coming up again here.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of Rochesterians. To have a ton of people from
this
town,
Olympians,
right?
Yeah.
You know, we're talking.
I just
about
saw another one the other day. Can't even remember what sport it was for, but yeah, it was. I've kind of lost track of how many people from our area are in the Olympics.
But like, we've had headliners, right?
Oh, yeah.
Jen Schur in the pole vault for a couple of Olympics. Why am I blanking on the speed skater?
Kathy Turner.
I almost said Bonnie Blades or whatever. So Kathy Turner won several medals over a couple of Olympics.
Speed skating.
You had Abby Wambach in both the Women's World Cup and
that
the Olympics,
huge,
right? Brian Gianta, Ryan Callahan represented their countries. And now you add Ernie to that list. And I know I'm leaving people out.
Yeah.
I don't mean to. But like, how does a town like ours have so many people playing for the Team USAs across all these sports?
I know. We had fencers here, too. We had these two sisters that were fencers that we used to have on a show that went to the Olympics. They were named Zimmer or Zimmerman, but they were, like, huge. What? They were. They were fencers.
I just don't know
they
why.
Were Olympics.
If you don't know their name, why you had to, like, do
I got it. It was either
He's
Zimmer
like
or Zimmer. I mean, I'm going back 25 years.
I understand. But, like,
what?
No, like, it kind of makes them sound, like, less impressive. When
well, the fencing learn. Doesn't get a lot of love.
Well, but they're the best fencers on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty impressive.
Yeah. Huh? I mean, it's tough sport. You got to be into stabbing.
Have you ever fenced?
No.
Okay, so how would you know?
I did once as a kid.
Wait, you went fencing?
So, no, I went to this camp where you got to try a bunch of different sports.
Okay.
It was, like, specifically for girls, I think, to get them into sports. And one of the activities you could do was fencing. And I remember at the time there was that Lindsay Lohan movie where she fences in it.
I forgot about that.
And I was like, I'm going to be so good at that. And it was not easy.
Yeah, because you got to stand a certain way and do it a certain way.
There's rules to the sport.
Swinging a sword around.
It's not what you see in the movies.
Beheadings.
You can't just reach into a kitchen cabinet and stab someone with a butcher knife. Dylan writes us on Instagram, a man after my own heart. Duffy on WCMF. He says, as a Yanks fan, but also an Ernie Clement fan, I love him joining Team USA. I can root for him and definitely getting an Ernie Team USA jersey. I'll say this.
What's up?
When you go to any Red Wings game now this summer, there will be a minimum of 25 Ernie Clement Team USA jerseys for every Wings game you go to. I'm so excited! And the Jays are going to be good again this year.
They're still loaded up pretty good?
They loaded up even more.
Wow.
They went and spent a fortune in the offseason. So, knocking on wood, obviously.
Come on.
If you are a Jays fan or just cheering for Ernie, him making another playoff run looks like it's a pretty good bet.
Okay.
So,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.